Today is Lamed Ches. Let's go back to where it says Lamed Zayin Amud Beis towards the very, very bottom. Okay, nice Gemara today. Omar Rav Asi. Okay, Omar Basi, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Rav Asi, Isa, Shalmai, Isa, Shevi, Do. Of Ma'aser Sheni, the Rebbe Meir, Petur Ben Achala. Okay, we're now going three different halachas. Three halachas relating to the sugya, the issue of Ma'aser Sheni. Can Ma'aser Sheni be used for matzah? Okay, this is after all Masechta Pesachim, so we have to learn about the yonim of matzah. And the other issue is, once we discuss the Indian matzah, can you use Ma'aser Sheni for challah? Are you mechuyev to separate challah when you make dough out of ma'aser sheni products and give the challah to the kohen? And the third shaila is, are you mechuyev, can you use a esroik that is ma'aser sheni for the mitzvah deraisa of esroik on sukkos? What's the shaila? The shaila is esroik mamon gavoya or mamon hedyet? When you separate Ma'aser Sheni and you mechuyev to take Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eating Yerushalayim, does that mean, are you eating Mishluchim Gavoya Kozochu? It's not my property. Hashem told me to take my part of my property, 10%, after I give over the Truma of the Ma'aser Sheni and then bring it to Yerushalayim. Does that mean that it's Hashem's property? And when I eat this property in the base in Yerushalayim, I'm really eating from a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Or do we say that the part that you eat in Yerushalayim is your property? It's just that Hashem wants you to eat it in Yerushalayim. L'may nafkamina. So we're going to see now, basically, in all of these three halachas, the halachas, it has to be yours. It's l'chayra, to some degree, the matzah should be your matzah. But we'll see.
L'chayra, I don't see why not.
It's not yours. If you hold a quarter, okay, we're going to explain. We're going to go through all different issues, but let's get the basic issue. The basic issue is Machlokes, Rabbi Meir, and the Chachamim. Is Ma'aser Sheni your property, or is Ma'aser Sheni the property of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Asi, Isa Shel Ma'aser Sheni, Do Ma'aser Sheni, L'Divrei Rabbi Meir, Petur Min Achala. You put in Achala. You don't have to give Achala to the Kohen. Why not? We'll see the moment why. L'Divrei Chachamim, that is of the opinion that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Hedyot, Chayaves B'Chala. Number two. Matzois shall ma'aser sheni ledivrei Rabbi Meir ein adam yoytze bo yidei chayvase bePesach ledivrei chachamim yoytze bo yidei chayvase bePesach. Number three, esroik shall ma'aser sheni ledivrei Rabbi Meir that says that zlomen gavoya ein yoytze bo yidei chayvase bPiyamtov ledivrei chachamim adam yoytze bo yidei chayvase bPiyamtov. Mask of Rapapa Bishlam, what's going on in your shilas? What's going on? Bishlam Isa do it says. Right, Rashis, Arisoy Seichem. You shall separate the first of your dough. Chof Mem, your dough. Mishalochem. And this is not yours. This belongs to, this dough does not belong to you. This dough belongs to Hashem. Memelo Yipater. You only mechuyev to separate your dough and give it to the kohen as truma. You're not mechuyev to separate dough that belongs to Hashem and give it to the kohen. Okay? So it makes sense. Esroik, nami, that's really easy. Everyone knows this. That the first day of Sukkot, you have to own the esroik. If you have a child, make sure you don't give it to the child because the child can't take, can't give back. Esroik, nami, the siv, ulakachtem, lochem. Right? This is partial. Right, pasuk. What's pasuk base? Parashas Re'eh. Ulekachtem lochem. No, vayikra. That's parash emor. But it says something similar. This is parash. No. Ulekach lochem. Ulekach lochem. Lochem v'shulchem yehi. Elo yokasha matzah. Niksiv matzaschem. Where does it say? Where does it say in Torah that it has to be your matzah? It doesn't have to be your matzah. In Chanami, the answer is, it doesn't say your matzah, but we have a gzereshava, lechem, lechem. Ksivach lechem, oini. It says by matzah, lechem, oni. Uksiv hasam, v'hoya bi'achalcham, lechem, oritz. It says by chala, v'hoya, I choose by truma, So the if memalahala mishalochem afkan mishalochem. Okay, so now we have an answer. Has to mamish mishalochem. Okay, so far so good. Now the Mari says, Lema, let's bring Misayeli. Let's bring a raya to this Yisoid, the matzah that according to Rabbi Meir, that holds that matzah, that the Baisa Sheni is Momon Gavoa, lo yotza yidei chayvas. According to the Rabban, the matzah, that Maisa Sheni is Momon Hedyot, yotza yidei chayvas. Lema Misayeli. Isa, shal Maisa Sheni, according to Pitumina Chala. Okay, Gvald, Chala is easy, because there it says, Ariso Seichen. Who says this? Divrei Rabbi Meir. Vachachamoyim Chayeves. The Gemara says, Lema Misayeya. Is this a raya? This is better than a raya. This is a rubber stamp. It's a carbon copy. Lema Misayeya Hainuhach. So the Gemara says, no, this is what we mean to say, Hachi Kamar. Lema, let us say, may the pligi be Isa, baha nechnami pligi. The same way they argue by dough, the same way there's machlokes, when we have three different halachas, chala, matzah, and esrei. We have here a braisa. The braisa only discusses the issue of chala. Gemara wants to say, just like what we said above on top of the page, when we start today's daf, this is a memra. Amravasi. Okay, we have three memras. This is not tanoim. Maybe we can turn this, there's so much noise. What? Alright, yeah, you want the right? Just so noisy. You feel if you need the right, it's fine. Okay, if you get I'm very sensitive to noise, this is how I am. Since I was born. I just get like, I don't know why. Okay. Lema misayas. Now the problem is we have over here three members. We have the member of Rav, Rav Asi. Rav Asi brings three separate members. Shuma. I'm not Shuma. Chala, number one. Matzah. And what was the third? And Esrik. Three separate members. So these are, it's an Amoira that's saying, this is not a Tana. Oh, Lema misayeli. Bring a raya. We're being a raya from what? From a brayse. Now, brayse is serious business. The Gemara says, "What's the what?" Lema saleya is shemaisa. This is a is shel chala. It's not a brayse. I take it back. It's not a saleya brayse. It's also a member. Where does it come from? Days. It's also a member. It's not a brayse. But it says the same exact thing. So what is this coming to add that we did not already know from the three previous members? The answer is in Echnami. What's coming to add is this only says one of the three halachas. So we want to say, just like we find a raya, another memra, which says they have machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Nechum with regard to chala, l'cho'ira, we have a right to extrapolate and assume that is machlokes, Rabbi Meir and the chachamim with regard to matzah and with regard to esrog, because l'cho'ira, the yisoid, is one and the same. So that's the Zemur says, hachi kamar. Just as they argue by dough, they argue also when it comes to matzah and when it comes to esrog. Or dilma, do we say here's the chiddush? This chiddush the Gemara. Shiny hasam d'chsiv. It says, "Arisay seichem trei zimin." There's a fundamental difference between this case and the other two cases, because by chala it says the word arisay seichem twice. So the double emphasis means this, it must be your dough. Le'afuke dough that belongs to Hashem is exempt. But when it comes to matzah, and when it comes to, and when it comes to an esrog, there, when it says lochem, it's just coming to tell you that it should not be she'ula, and it should not be gezula. But if you have a shtickle kinyan in it, maybe it's good enough to be yotzi de chavasel. Rashi says a very, very precise. Look at Rashi. Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil, towards the top. It's the last wide line. Trei zine, aval hasam, lochem. When it says lochem by esroig, lemute shaul, the gozel, if it's borrowed or stolen. Aval eshek shol meiser sheni, haid is yav leil achila, haid is yav leil achila, nafik beiv afidra meir. Since you do have the right to eat it, even though it's true that it might not be according to Rabbi Meir, might not be 100% yours, it's my sushaini, it's not mamish 100% yours, but the fact that you have a right to eat it, that right to eat it is enough to make it yours to the degree where you can become the mitzvah of Esrek. And when it comes to matzah, it's also good enough for you to be called yours, to be kind of mitzvah. It doesn't mamish have to be 100% yours. Only when it comes to challah, where it says the word arusa sechem twice, is the Torah coming to emphasize that it must be 100% yours. Okay, so therefore, it's not necessarily a right. Okay, next gemara. Leima misayale. Here we go to Nusugya. Now we come to a whole decay. This thing is a little more involved, a little more complex. Here we go. Isa shall maisa sheni petur menachala. Divra meir. I'm sorry. Barab should next time we do that. Next tomorrow. Boy Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Okay, it's like almost halfway down the page. Here we go. Boy Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Maushi yetzad in the chavasa bechala shall maisa sheni bi Yerushalayim. Okay, he knew Shiloh. Exactly what we just said. Okay, the thing that we just discussed. A person wants to be yetzad in the chavasa. And now I'm saying, it's not what we said. It's not what we said. This is a new case. Chala shel maiser sheni. Okay, a whole new case. Let's review. We just learned, according above, that maiser sheni, you have, according to Rabbi Meir, you have no obligation we discussed above the machlokes between a man and the chum when it comes to ma'aser sheni v'chayv in challah. Ma'aser sheni is chayv in matzah. We're now going to follow the sheet of the rabbanos. Let's get things in order. We're following the rabbanon. The rabbanon hold that ma'aser sheni is your property. Okay? It's your property. God, it's your property. So there's no issue whatsoever according to rabbanon that if ma'aser sheni you can be in the midst of matzah. According to Rabbanan, Ma'aser Sheni is your property, you mechuyav in challah. But now we have a new problem. What happens if you separate challah from Ma'aser Sheni? You have Ma'aser Sheni, we'll feed the Rabbanan, very simple. Right? You have Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni is chayiv in challah. Okay, very good. So I separate challah, and I give the challah to a kohen. And the kohen takes the challah and he makes a matzah. The shein matzah smitzvah. And he wants to use this matzvah to be yoytzei yidei chavosai leil Pesach. Can he be yoytzei yidei chavosai? Well, you tell me right away. Of course he can. Why not? What's the problem? Because we learned two daf ago, that kohanim are allowed to use challah for the mitzvah of matzah. That was a Mishnah. There's no limitation. Matzah you can use as long as the kohen can eat. Don't make a mistake and think that you need bread which can be eaten by the entire Klal Yisrael. Even though the only one that can eat this matzah is a kohen, it's challah. We learned in the Mishnah that a kohen can be yotzei yidei chavasa. Okay, that's fine. We also learned that you can use ma'aser sheni for matzah. So what's so terrible now? Why should there even be a havamina that if we combine the two together, there should be a problem? Right, we learned in the previous Mishnah that koyahanim can use challah. We also learned that a Yisrael can use ma'aser sheni for matzah. So why would it be a problem to combine the two together? So boy, b'shemir lakish, nahu sheyitzei odam yidei chayvasei b'challah shal ma'aser sheni b'yushalayim. So what's the issue? So the Gemara explains what the issue may be. Ali, but Rabbi Yosef, according to Rabbi Yosef, that we learned above. Hashda b'chululoi nafgei b'chaloso mibaya. Now this goes back to the previous daf. This is Shabbos' daf. Rabbi Yosef clearly holds you cannot be yoytzei yedei choyva of matzah with ma'aser sheni. Nothing to do with the issue of Rabbi Meir. Okay, we're crossing the lines, so getting a little bit confusing. There's another issue. The issue is, it says by matzah the words bechol moshvo seichem toichlu matzos. Okay, you shall eat matzah in all of your dwelling places. Bechol moshvo seichem toichlu matzah. Meiser Sheni cannot be eaten b'chol Moshe Osecha. Why not? Because it only can be eaten in Yerushalayim. So according to Rabbi Yosef Glib, there's nothing to discuss. Look at hold that thought that I told you. That's the next one in the Gemara. I'm sorry. Look at Rashi. The Rashi is another issue. Meiser. Look at the Rashi. Rashi three lines down when it gets small. Rabbi Yosef Glib. The Amar Leel Yatz Zeh She'ein Nechel Baninus. Lechem Oni, the Gemara also from Shabbos, Lechem Oni, we have to have it spelled with an Ayin. Ayin means poor man's bread. But when you read it, there's no difference in the pronunciation between an Ayin and an Aleph. So it sounds like Lechem Oni with an Aleph. What is an Oni? Onein, a person in a state of mourning. In a state of mourning. The halacha is a person who is an onin, Rachman al-Litzlan, is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. And that's part of the vidui a person says on the fourth year, Le'achalti mimeni bo'oini. I did not eat any of the Maisers in the state of Aninus. But Matzah is Lechem Oni, which Chazal make a drasha, even though it's spelled with an Ayin, read it as if it's spelled with an Aleph, it's bread that you can eat even if you are in a state of Aninus. Now technically speaking, a person who's an Oni is exempt from all the mitzvahs. He doesn't need Matzah. But the Pasuk means to say it has to be a type of bread that even if the person was an Oni, he would be permitted to eat this type of bread. If it's Maiser Sheni bread, a person cannot eat the bread in the state of Aninus. Therefore, according to Yosef Glili, Maiser Sheni is not valid for Matzah. So therefore, according to Yosef Glili, the person is not allowed to eat an Onein, is not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni. So of course, when you want to add to the fact that not only is it Maiser Sheni, it's also Challah, of course it's going to be Aser to eat. Of course it's going to be Aser. So what is the Shaila? Here we come to the very long Mishnah Shaila. According to Rabbi Akiva takes the pasuk literally. It says lechem oini, and it's spelled oini with an ayin. Oini means poor man's bread. Has nothing to do with the fact of aninus. It doesn't make a difference. So according to Rabbi Yosef, really a person can be mityotze yidei chayvasa with maaser sheni, even though it's taka true that maaser sheni, a person cannot eat in a state of aninus, but the Torah never restricted him from using maaser sheni, because the Torah doesn't say oini with an ayin, with an aleph, it says oini with an ayin, so there's no problem. So what's the Gemara Shaila then? My Shaila is that may very well be true finally when it comes to regular Maaser Sheni. But when the Maaser Sheni now has been upgraded to the status of Challah, I separate the shtickle of the Maaser Sheni and I gave it to the Kohenes Challah, maybe now it should be worse. Ki Tiva Lachalim Rabbi Akiva. Bechulin, that was the previous staff who did not feed its mutter. One out now there's another issue. Now here's the point I wanted to make you. How in the world can Rabbi Akiva allow you to be Yoytzi Dei Chavasa with Maaser Sheni, even though he does know the problem of Aninus? There's another issue. It says in the Torah, B'chol Moishvoy Seichem. Maaser Sheni, B'chol Moishvoy Seichem, Tochlu Matzos. If you're about curry, you jump. B'chol Moishvoy Seichem, Tochlu Matzos. You eat mats in all of your dwelling places. Maaser Sheni cannot be eaten b'chol Moshe Seichem. It can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Oh, only in Yerushalayim. This is a big problem. So what's the answer? The answer is the technical legal loophole. What's the legal loophole? What happens if Maaser Sheni becomes Tomei? If I have Maaser Sheni, I bring it to Yerushalayim, and now this fruit or this bread becomes Tomei. What is the halacha? You're not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat Maaser Sheni that becomes Tomei. What do? You redeem it. You take money, you take cash, or you take food, and you say, I want the Kedusha that resides, that rests upon this food that is Tamei, to be exchanged upon this food which is Tahar. The Kedusha is transferred, and now you have new Maaser Sheni, which you eat with the full Kedusha, and the old Maaser Sheni has been redeemed, it loses its sanctity, and you can take it with you wherever you want in the world. So it comes out now that we have a legal loophole that if you have Maaser Sheni, technically speaking, there is a possibility that the fruit or the bread that it's called Maaser Sheni can be eaten b'chol Moshe Seichan. How? If it were to become Tomei, it can be redeemed, and it can be taken outside Yerushalayim to any one of your Moshavos. Even though it's true that right now when it is tar, it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, and it's not b'chol Moshe Seichan, but since there's a possibility for it to become Tomei, and then be redeemed, and then this physical bread can be taken outside the entire world, that is a good enough fulfillment of the requirement of b'chol Moshe Seichan. Now here comes the fascinating dilemma. That's all fine and good when it comes to regular Maaser Sheni. Here's the beauty of the Gemara. This is the lumnus of the daf today. That's all fine and good when it comes to regular Maaser Sheni. But what happens if you upgrade it? I have Maaser Sheni of dough, and I separate a shtikl challah and I give that to the Kohen. Can the Kohen take that challah? Here's the key. Can he take that challah and eat that piece of bread b'chol Moshe Seichan? Impossible. Why? Right now, what is it? Right now, it's challah tahira, and it's Maaser Sheni. So the way it is right now, it only can be eaten in Yerushalayim. What are you going to tell me? Oh, if it becomes tamei, then I can redeem it, and I can take it outside Yerushalayim. No, you can't. If challah becomes tamei, it has to be burnt right here in this location. So there's no way for challah of Maaser Sheni to be eaten b'chol Moshe Seichan.
Yeah, but when it says challah, it hafa means raised.
No. Challah means kedushas challah. Challah
means
it means matzah. In this context, it means matzah. We're dealing here with matzah. Matzah's mitzvah for Pesach. So look what's going on over here. We have a basic requirement. Let's review very quickly. A basic requirement that matzah must be eaten, has to have potential to be eaten the whole Moshe Seichan. You have a matzah, a shatza matzah, and this shatza matzah, you cannot fulfill the words b'chol Moshe Seichan. It's not kosher for your mitzvah. So what's the problem? Let's say the shatza matzah is Maaser Sheni. So you'll right away you'll tell me, oh, I'm sorry, it's Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. It cannot be eaten b'chol Moshe Seichan. I have a solution for you. You know what the solution is? This matzah, it can be eaten. You know what I'll do? I'll contaminate it. I'll take a sheretz. I'll have touch it. It'll become tamei. And when it becomes tamei, I'll then take the matzah and redeem its sanctity onto another food item. And then this matzah is completely chulin. It's mundane. And I can take it with me anywhere that I want throughout Eretz Yisrael, the world, and eat it. So I can fulfill on this matzah the halacha.
Can you go and make
contaminate?
Yeah.
So Rashi seems it's not a nice thing to do, but Rashi on the bottom says that technically you can. Technically, yes. Is it a good thing to do? No, but technically you can. So it's a fulfillment of the halacha. So that's fine. But here comes the Gemara's big dilemma. That's all fine and good when it comes to your regular Maaser Sheni. But what happens if the Maaser Sheni has been upgraded and been given to a kohen as challah?
Right.
So now you have a matzah, okay, a nice round, flat matzah that has a double sanctity. It's number one, it's Maaser Sheni. Number two, it's also challah. So you got a big problem. I know the problem is you can no longer fulfill on this round matzah that has two sanctities, the halacha b'chol Moshe Seichan. Because right now, when it has its kedusha of Maaser Sheni, it only can be eaten in Yerushalayim. It cannot be eaten in the entire world. And if you're going to tell me the lumdis, I can contaminate it, and then I can redeem it. No, you can't redeem it. Because being that it's challah, has kedusha challah, if it becomes contaminated,
you can't take it.
You can't redeem it. You got to burn it. So therefore, that's why this is problematic.
Where do we see that we can use chala for two things, or ma'aser sheni for two things.
That's the halacha. That's posh. That's the previous stuff. If you have ma'aser sheni, you mechuyev. Not only you mechuyev. If you have in your possession ma'aser sheni, according to the rabbanon, if you make a dough, if you have wheat, that's ma'aser sheni, you mechuyev. When you make a dough, you mechuyev to separate a portion of that ma'aser sheni and give it chala to the kohen.
So that's chala.
And so it has a double sanctity.
Wait. You can use a double sanctity on it?
Of course. It's Ma'aser Sheni, which now has on top of it also Kedushas Challah. Okay, so that's Mashal. Kiti Berach Adil Rabbi Yosef Adil Kiva. Okay, it's about halfway down the page. Bechun, do we say, Bechun, do nafka, do nafka, you fulfill your obligation, di'i mitamei. Why? Oh, but we have the problem, Bechol Moshe Sechem, no problem, di'i mitamei becomes tamei. Yeish lam heta b'moy shavois. There's a solution. You can redeem it. You can redeem it. You can eat it. You can eat it outside in Yerushalayim, and then with the whole world. Chol Moshe Sechem. Avol Chala. Di Mitamya. You don't have that solution. If it becomes Tamei, less they have to be my Shavos. You can't go take it outside, eat anywhere you want outside the world because Ulisreifa is law. It's going Ulisreifa. It has to be burnt. Therefore, in the middle of Nafka, you do not fulfill the obligation. Now, here comes the Gemara's Lamdas. Okay, this is Lamdas. Pure Lamdas. Oidilma Amuinen Hoyel. A concept, a Lamdas Gemara Kap, concept called Hoyel. What's Hoyel? Hoyel literally means since. The Eloi Kora Ale Shame. The Tame Isli Heter be my Shavos. The Nafik Hashnami Nafik. I never had to designate this piece of this matzah as challah. Even though it's true that right now I'm in a no-win situation. Right now it is already challah. And right now, currently, there's no way this loaf of bread, this matzah is leaving Yerushalayim. And there's no way in the world I'm going to be able to practically fulfill on this loaf of this matzah, B'chol Moshavos, B'chol Moshosechem. But I never had to. I never was obligated to specifically separate this particular matzah as challah. If I want, I could have separated something else as challah to fulfill my obligation. So since I did not have to do so, its sanctity is not inherent in the matzah to the degree where we have a problem of b'chol moshvosech. That's what we call hoyel. Oidilmo, do we say, one time words, the Gemara, do we say, these are very powerful words, amin hoyel. The ilu loy kora leshem v'itame, if I did not call it a name chala, I did not specifically designate as chala, v'itame, and it became tame, is lo cheter b'mashavos v'nafik, and I would have been able to fulfill my obligation, because I would be able, because then I would have been able lechatil to contaminate it, and then redeem it, and do b'chol mashavos, hashtanami nafik. So now it's good enough. Okay, that is Gemara. The Gemara does not answer the question. Now we're going to go a step deeper. We're going to go now one layer deeper. Some say, the truth is that in this case, it's for sure good. It's for sure good because we're going to say hoyel. Why? In other words, in this exact case that we're dealing with challah, that is ma'aser sheni, that is tahar, We're gonna say hoyel. We're gonna say this concept. I never had to do it. Ki tiboyloch. Here's my shaila, a much more longish shaila. It's a much more complicated shaila. Ki tiboyloch. After we go through a few more words to get an idea. Ki tiboyloch. Chala halakuach bekesef ma'aser sheni ve'aliba deraba bekesef kibal chala halakuach bekesef ma'aser sheni. So far the same chala that was purchased. It's a little more complicated. Chala halakuach bekesef ma'aser sheni ve'aliba deraba loy tiboy loch kevi yam yipade haina ma'aser kibach liba deraba Yehuda. Let me read my outside because otherwise when I read words not going to make any sense. There's a lot of things going on here. A lot of you say this. Here we go. There are two types of, you following me? I don't want to lose you.
Mm-hmm.
There are two types of Reuven.
Reuven, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to lose you.
What?
Okay. There are two, what's your name?
Chaim.
You following me? You with me so far?
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay. There are two types of Maisa Sheni. There is the real Maisa Sheni, and then there is Maisa Sheni that is purchased with money of Maisa Sheni. Let's review. You have real Maisa Sheni. Okay, so it grows, you have grain that grows in the field, and you separate Chuma, and after you separate Chuma, you separate Maisa Rish, and then you separate Maisa Sheni. When you separate Maisa Sheni, the real grain, that's a very powerful sanctity. That's the real deal. That is real Kedusha Maisa Sheni. I take that to Yerushalayim, I'm ready to eat it. Let's say it becomes Tameh. It becomes contaminated. So what do? You redeem it. I say, I want the sanctity that lies in this grain to be exchanged onto this grain. What happens if you're at home, out, far away in Beis Shemesh, and it's too heavy to carry the real Maisa Sheni to use them? So what do? You redeem it onto cash. Okay, so I'm at home, Kesef. I now have cash. I come to Yerushalayim with a bag of cash. A wallet full of, you have to have coins. It has to be coins. I then take the coins and I buy food.
Check is no good.
Check is no good. It's no good. Credit card is no good. Only even bills are no good. It has to be coins, minted coins. Gezeres hakas. But tzarta kesef yelcha, tzarta loshen tzur. I come to Yerushalayim and I have coins. I buy grain. Okay, I buy food, I buy challah, I buy food, whatever I buy. And then guess what? It becomes tummy. Can I take that fruit or that grain and exchange it onto another food? According to the Rabbanon, the answer is no. Why not? I have two different fruits. I have fruit that I actually designated as Maisa Sheni and I brought to Yerushalayim. Then I have fruit, another fruit, which I never designated. I had the food at home. I exchanged it onto cash. I took the cash to Yerushalayim. With the cash, I purchased fruit. And both become Tameh. The real Maisa Sheni, the original Maisa Sheni, I can redeem. But the Maisa Sheni, that's only Maisa Sheni because I purchased it with cash that came from food that was Maisa Sheni, is a weaker type of Maisa Sheni. And if that becomes Tameh, I can't redeem it. Why not? It's weak. It's weak. If it's the original, it's the real deal, then it has real powerful sanctity. If it becomes Tameh, I can exchange it. But if it's not the original, it's the original was at home. At home I put into cash. I come to Yerushalayim, I take the cash, I go to the store and I buy food. It's not the original. And now it's Tameh, you got to bury it. You got to bury it, you can't exchange
it. Burning?
No, you got to, no burning, bury it. That's what it says, bury it. I don't know why, but you got to bury it. That's the law. So here comes our Shiloh. Here you have Maisa Sheni, which is not the original. Now look at this. Here's my dilemma. Let's go one step at a time. Okay, no chaliyah. It's regular. This becomes tummy. No, let's say before it becomes tummy. Before it becomes tummy. Can I fulfill b'chol moshva seichem? Can I fulfill b'chol moshva seichem with this maisa sheni which I purchased with the money? Technically, no. Because the only place where you are allowed to eat Maisa Sheni is in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim. So what are you going to tell me? Well, we learned before that if it be, even though technically you can't do Kol Moshe Seichem now, if it will become Tameh, then you can redeem it. And when you redeem it, you can take it wherever you want. You can fulfill the Kol Moshe Seichem. Can you do that with this in this particular case? No. Because since it's not the original, it's weaker, it's not the original, you can't do it. So the answer is, it doesn't matter, we're going to apply the principle of Hoyle, just like we said a few lines above. since I never had to do it, if I really wanted, I could have never designated this particular fruit as my sersheni, and I could have eaten this loaf of bread, wherever, this matzah, wherever I wanted in the world. Now that I decided to go and take my money of my sersheni and use it to buy this matzah as my matzah mitzvah, right now, at this moment in time, I can't go eat this matzah anywhere in the entire world. Okay, but hoyo, I never had to do it. Okay, I never had to do it, so it's good enough. Is that clear? Let's take it one step at a time. Okay, well, before we go further, because this builds upon this. This is, we're applying the principle we said before. It's a very beautiful Shul Gemara, what we're doing about over here. We're applying the principle we said before to this Shul Gemara. One more time. I start off with real Meiser Sheni. I take the real Meiser Sheni. I take the real Meiser Sheni. I bring it to Yerushalayim. I'm sorry. I start with real Meiser Sheni. I redeem the Meiser Sheni on cash, on coins. Correct?
Right.
I take the coins and I bring the coins to Yerushalayim. I take the coins and I purge with the coins a matzah. Now the matzah has the status of Meiser Sheni. Can I eat this matzah b'chol moshvo seichem? No, I cannot. Normally, what's the solution to the problem of not being able to eat the matzah b'chol moshvo seichem? What's the solution? The solution is, if it will become tamei, I can redeem it. And when I redeem it, I can then eat it wherever I want b'chol moshvo seichem. That was the normal solution. But in this particular case, do I have that solution available to me? No! Why not? Because it's not the original. It's not the original, it's secondary. Correct? It's secondary. Why is it secondary? Because it is. I took my Meiser Sheni, I redeemed it onto coins, I brought the coins to Yerushalayim, and with the coins I purchased a matzah. The matzah is secondary. If the matzah is secondary, if the matzah is secondary, then if the matzah is secondary, then it's not the real thing. You cannot redeem it when it becomes tameh on to another food. So being that it's only secondary, you don't have the solution of redemption. Is that going to be a problem for us? No. Why not? Because of the principle of hoyel. What's the principle of hoyel? I never had to actually use this matzah for my sersheni. If I wanted, I could have taken my Meiser Sheni money and bought something else. I did not have to use the money to buy this particular bread. So since I did not have to, now that I did it, it's not going to be a problem. It's not a big deal. But now we're going to make matters much, much worse. Because you know what we're going to do in this case? Not only are we going to take this matzah, and we're going to use this, and we're going to buy with the money, we're going to buy Meiser Sheni, we're going to take the money of Meiser Sheni, we're going to buy dough, I'm going to give some of that dough as challah. So now the challah, can you fulfill b'chol moshvo seichem with the challah? No. Why not? Because what would you do if the challah? It would have to become tamei. But if the challah becomes tamei, it has to be burnt. So you're going to have to say a double hoyel. Number one, the previous Gemara, let's take a step back. What was the previous Gemara? The previous Gemara, we had just real Meiser Sheni that was designated as challah. That was the previous Gemara. In the previous Gemara, we started off with Meiser Sheni, the real Meiser Sheni that was challah. Remember? Okay, the previous Gemara, person has in his possession Meiser Sheni, and the Meiser Sheni he designates as challah. So what's the problem? What's the problem? What is the problem when you designate the Meiser Sheni as challah? The problem is you cannot fulfill b'chol moshu aseichem. Why can't you fill b'chol moshu aseichem? Because normally the way you fill b'chol moshu aseichem is if it becomes tamei, you can redeem it. But in this particular case, if it becomes tamei, you cannot redeem it. Why not? Because challah has to be burnt. So you can't fulfill b'chol moshu aseichem when it comes to challah. What was the solution to that problem? Hoyil! I never had to designate this Ma'is HaSheni as challah. If I wanted, I could have kept it as simple Ma'is HaSheni, and still Ma'is HaSheni I could have redeemed. Now we go to our Gemara, a brand new case. I don't have in front of me the real Ma'is HaSheni. I have in front of me a second generation Ma'is HaSheni. The real Ma'is HaSheni was redeemed onto cash, and the cash was taken to Yerushalayim, and with the cash I purchased Ma'is HaSheni. Can we fulfill with the second generation Ma'is HaSheni B'chol Moshe Aseichem? No! Why not? Why can't we fulfill B'chol Moshe Aseichem? Because I can't redeem it! So what's the solution? The solution is hoyil. I never had to actually take the money and purchase this particular loaf of bread. Hoyil. Now, what are we doing in our Gemara? We want to take Gemara A and Gemara B, and we want to combine them together. Which then means the only way we're going to be able to fulfill B'chol Moshe Aseichem with this matzah is if we apply a double dosage of hoyil. The previous Gemara we dealt with generation one of Meiser. The problem was it was challah. Challah is an unsolvable problem. Solution to challah on an original Meiser Sheni is hoyil. Gemara 2, we dealt with regular Meiser Sheni, but generation 2. Generation 2 of Meiser Sheni is an unsolvable problem because you can't redeem it. What was the solution? Hoyil. Now we want to combine the two together. We want to take a second generation of Ma'is HaSheni, which by itself is unsolvable and only can be solved through Hoyil, and we want to add to it the problem of the previous Gemara of Challah, which also is an unsolvable problem, which also only has a solution of Hoyil, which then is going to be the only way we're going to have a solution for this situation when we combine Challah with a second generation of Ma'is HaSheni is a double Hoyil. Double hoyo, ha-ha. That's already pushing the limit. You're going past the limit. That is the Gemara's dilemma, which the Gemara does not have an answer for. Let's see the words inside. Ika, now that we know all of the yisodos, we're going to run to the Gemara. Ika, the army. Some say as follows. Some say, ha vad eloi tibayolach. Gemara A. The Gemara above is certainly the vadai. Amrinon hoyo. One hoyel vadai is good. Where is my shayla? My shayla is a double shayla. Chala, okay, that's the previous Gemara. And now we're going to add to the chala, it's halakuach. It comes from Ma'is HaSheni, but not generation 1. Lakuach means generation 2. Halakuach bekesef Ma'is HaSheni. And what do we mean? We have to know that we are liba d'rabbanu. With Ali d'rabbanu, it's not a problem. Because according to the Rabbanon, you can redeem a second generation. There's no difference, according to the Rabbanon, between the original Ma'aser Sheni and Ma'aser Sheni that came from money. That came from Ma'aser, second generation. That's the same exact thing. The Omar that says, if a second generation Ma'aser Sheni becomes Tomei, the Kover. You gotta bury it. You can't redeem it. The Tanan, what do we have this machlokes? Here's the machlokes. The Dala Halakuach. Ma'is HaSheni that is purchased, the Kesef Ma'is HaSheni, food that is purchased with money of Ma'is HaSheni is weak, like we discussed. The original Ma'is HaSheni is stark. That's strong. And because it's strong, if it becomes tummy, you can redeem it. But if you don't have the original, you have a second generation. The original was too heavy to carry to Yerushalayim. So what did I do in Yerushalayim? What did I do at home? I took my original and I exchanged it onto cash. I took my cash and I brought it to Yerushalayim. With the cash, I bought a box of matzah. So the box of matzah is not the original. It's already a second generation. If it's a second generation, it's weak. Its kedusha is weak. It's not the original. L'may nafkamin, according to Rabbi, because it's weak, in the event that it becomes tamei, it's too weak to be redeemed again. And what do you do with it? You got to burn it. You got to bury it. According to the Rabbana, no big deal. Redeem it. It's the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, no. You cover. Oh, so now, that itself is a major problem. Because if you have regular Maaser Sheni, second generation, that was born with money, that become Maaser, you have matzah, I have Shmura matzah, that was purchased with Maaser Sheni money, we have a major problem now. You cannot fulfill with this matzah the mitzvah, the rights of matzah mitzvah. Why not? Because it says in the Torah, Bechol moshvois seichem toichlu matzois. And this matzah can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Because it's now Maaser Sheni. If it's Maaser Sheni, Maaser Sheni can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, cannot be eaten Bechol moshvois seichem in the whole Klal Yisrael.
So what's the Pshat
Sheni? What? Oh, alright. So what are you going to do? What are you going to tell me? Oh, you'll tell me, no, I can't eat this Bechol moshvois seichem because if it becomes Tomei, I can redeem it. No, you can't. Since this is a second generation Maaser Sheni, if it becomes Tomei, has to be buried. So you can't. So what's the solution? Hoyle. I never really had to buy this particular box of matzah. I could have taken the money and bought a different box of matzah. So since I never had to do it, it's a lumdish, it works. That's one hoyl. Now on top of that hoyl, you also want to tell me that this is challah. Not only is this box of matzah second generation, it's also challah. And challah is also a problem because challah, if challah becomes tamei, challah has to be burnt. Challah can't be redeemed and taken outside of Yerushalayim. So you also have a problem of challah. So what are you going to tell me for challah? A hoyel. I never had to go and designate this box of matzah as challah. Oh, so you want to have a double hoyel? I never had to make this challah. I never had to go buy this particular box of matzah. Who says you can say a double hoyel? It's a big enough chiddush to say a hoyel once. You can't go say a hoyel twice. Okay, that was a previous one. We can't go over the whole lomus again. So the Amram Gunu Gemara. My training will turn over. You put the Vidoy Merah. You cover. Mi Amidu. We go say hoyel one hoyel. Vilo kuachave. We say hoyel number one. That the loyal kuachave. I never had to buy this matzah. And the hoyel number two from the previous Gemara. The loyal karale shame. The itme. And if I never had to designate this as challah, yesh lo heter, and memel it's mutter, yesh lo heter b'may shavos, v'nafik bei yoytze, hash nami nafik bei, oy dil machar choyel amrinon, shrei hoyo lo amrinon, omar Rava concludes that it's kosher, mistavra shei maisa chadhu, it's good. In other words, Meiser is Meiser. I never had to buy this Meiser. I never had to use this money to buy the Meiser. And once it's Meiser, so it's Chaladika Meiser, so what? In other words, the Gemara is saying you can say, you can indeed say a double hoyel. And you can fulfill your obligation with Chalah. That came from money, that came from Maaser Sheni. So what's the Maskar's Maskana? Let's review the Gemara's Maskana. All you have to have is this point, you got the whole Gemara. The Gemara's Maskana is, you start off, you're in Beis Shemesh, far away from Yerushalayim, 3-hour drive with traffic. And you go and you buy, you have Maaser Sheni, the real deal. And you say, I can't go carry the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, it's too heavy. So you take the real Maaser Sheni and you redeem it onto coins. You take the coins and you go to Yerushalayim. With the coins in Yerushalayim, you buy a box of matzah. And not only do you buy the box of matzah, you designate one of the matzahs as challah. And you give it to the Kohen. So you give the Kohen, Shmur Matzah. that is chala. It says gift. Only he can eat chala. Yisrael can eat the chala. Surely it's chala. Chayim nisvei shemayim. And you tell him, by the way, this is my sasheni. You should know it's my sasheni. This came from money, which came from my sasheni. And here you go, koyin. It's a box of shmur matzah from the badatz. Kosher lePesach. It's chala and it's my sasheni. So the koyin goes to the rav. Can I use this matzah, l'shein matzah smitz for the night of Pesach? Why not? Gewaldig. It's kedusha. It's gewaldige zach l'chor. It's Pesach. You mean mekayim the mitzvah deraisa with matzah, helika matzah. It's shmur matzah. It's ma'aseh sheni matzah. And it's chala matzah. Chala, kedusha chala. Why not? The Rav says. What?
If it became stamed, then...
Oh, forget, no chametz, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. If it became stamed, then...
Otame?
But he could buy another...
No. If this becomes tame, it's for fouling.
That's it.
So now, what does the Rav say to the balabos, to the Kohen? What does the Rav say? We got a problem. You know what the problem is? State in the Torah. The whole moishvoy seichem toichlu matzos. The matzah that you're going to eat and you have to save the table, you have to have potential, the ability, the yecholas, to take this matzah and go anywhere you want in the world and eat it. Are you allowed to take this matzah that you have in front of you and eat it b'chol moshe seichan? Can you go on a plane at Pesach and go to America? Can you go? No! Because it's ma'is sheni, and ma'is sheni is only Yerushalayim. I have alumnus, Hoyle. What?
He could never go to America on
Erev Pesach. Two days before. You get the matzah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. You have plenty of time. So, so I have a solution. You know what the solution is? I'll be metameyate. I'll contaminate it. When I'll contaminate it, when it's tamei, then I can redeem it. Normally, ma'aseh sheni, you redeem. I can redeem it. And then when I redeem it, then I'll redeem it, and the kedusha will go on something else, and this box of matzah no longer has kedusha, and now I can take it with me to America. You can't do that for two reasons. For two reasons you can't do that. Number one, this is not the original ma'aseh sheni. This is the second generation ma'aseh sheni. This came from money, which came from ma'aseh sheni. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, a second generation ma'aseh sheni that becomes tamei cannot be redeemed. Number two, there's another reason why you can't redeem it. You know why you can't redeem it? It's challah. And if challah becomes tamei, what do you do with challah that becomes tamei? You burn it. So don't give me lumdis. Oh, I can make it tamei, and then I can redeem it. You can't redeem it for two reasons. So you'll say, okay, even though I can't redeem it, there's a concept called hoyel. Hoyel means, because I never had to make the box of matzah ma'aseh sheni, and I never had to make the box of matzah challah, I never had to do it. So, even though I did it, because I never had to do it, it's good. It's kilo, I never did it. What? It doesn't matter. That's the lumdus. This is a magic concept. So lumdus. Lumdus. The Gemara says this. You did it. You taka did it. But because I didn't have to do it, so even though I did it, it doesn't matter. It's ki'ilu I didn't do it. That may be good to say it once. But to say it twice? You're going to say it twice. You're going to say it for ma'aseh sheni. A second generation ma'aseh sheni, and you're going to say it on the challah? You have to say it twice. Too much already. You're pushing it too much, right? The Gemara says, you can say it twice. It's okay. You can say it twice. That is the Gemara's maskan. Okay, new Gemara. Chalas toida. We learned the Mishnah, new Shaila. Very easy Gemara. Chalas toida higinoz. We have a halach, we have a toida. A person, four reasons. Of course, the yam, the person gets sick. Chmalitzlan, he's in the prison. For, or, What was the other thing? Four reasons why a person brings a carbon toida. So what do you? How many breads are in the carbon toida? 40 breads. 40 breads. A lot of breads. 10 achametz, 30 amatz. Erev Pesach, right? What? 40 breads. What? Prison, chaylish nisrape. You cross over the Yam.
Midbar, no?
What?
Midbar,
right. Cholcha Midbaros. Cholcha Midbaros. Shalom in the desert. So you bring up carbon toida. What happens when you bring up carbon toida? There are 40 breads. 40 breads. 10 achametz. Okay, I have leftover bread of matzah. You bring the toida in the morning, even though we don't bring the toida in the morning. Right, we have a whole sugi. You don't bring it in the morning. You're bored of that. Ma'ashay kachoya. And now it's night of Pesach. Gevald, I have matzah. I have matzah for my carbon toida. Can I use the matzah that was miyuchid for the carbon toida? Can I use it for my mitzvah deraitza of matzah lil Pesach? Or I'm a nazir. A nazir brings 20 breads, not 40 breads. A nazir, when he finishes 30 days, only 30 days to be a nazir. You think of a nazir, he always has enough. 30 days. Don't they get it for 30 days, that's it. He finishes, or Pesach, he brings the carbon, he brings 20 breads. It's a lot of bread to eat. You have a day and a night. I want to use the matzah, my mitzvah. So it says in the Mishnah, Chalas Rehi Nazir, so it says it depends. If it's your personal bread, no, you cannot. But if this is not for you, it's someone else's bread, it's a different Nazir, I'm not the Nazir. He's the Nazir. He's the Nazir, I'm not the Nazir, or... We'll see tomorrow. I have the breads. I prepared it for someone else. I did not make this for myself. I'm not the nazir. I just know there are nazirim out there who need. So I made it, got it ready for them. They'll come, they'll buy for me. But no one came to buy. I know no takers. So I have extra bread. I'm in the business. I have a shop in Yerushalayim. I make them every day. The Nazirim come to the Beis HaMikdash every single day. I have a little store. I have the breads all ready to go. And when they come, I sell them the breads. So it says in the Mishnah, so that's good. If you have a store and you make breads for the Nazirim and no one shows up to the store, you have leftover breads, you can use it for matzah mitzvah. How do we know this? The Gemara says, Ushmartem es hamatzos. But if I make it for myself, ignorant, if I make it for myself, it's no good. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Matzah mishmeres to shei matzah. Yad zozoshein mishmeres to shei matzah el l'shum zevach. The reason why, if the matzah was made for myself, for my own nazir, it's not shmur matzah. There is a murdik gemara. Shmur matzah miyuchid ushmartem es hamatzos only for matzah mitzvah. A new din. Stop. Ushmartem es two shmiris. It's shomor for matzah mitzvah and it's shomor for nazir, for a zedach, for a carbon. That's a chesorna pegima in the din shmira. The din shmira for matzah mitzvah means it's shomor ach verach miyuchid only for the mitzvah of matzah, not for anything else. Okay, we'll stop here.